Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church. Just wanted to welcome each and every one of you to the program. And, you know, we don't do this very often, but we want to invite you out and hope that you would maybe, if you don't have a home church, come visit us over at Lighthouse Church. We're at 1250 North Banana River Drive in East Merritt Island, right across from Audubon Elementary School. You know, you just plug the address in and follow your phone. It'll bring you right here. But just want to just extend a warm welcome to you. If you don't have a church, come see it. Come be a part of what's happening at Lighthouse. We are building a family, and it's been incredible. But if you have a great church, stay there and serve, man. Get involved. Be a part of your church and see what God will do through you in the lives of others. But we're going to jump into the program today, and I've got my co-host with me from yesterday is back with me today, Martita Stanton. We just want to say welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you so much. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, so you shared an amazing story yesterday about having to wait on the Lord with house and a purchase of a house and how you had written a letter of the exact house that you wanted, and then God brought you that house, and then 11 years later, you found the letter, and you looked at the house, and it was the exact match. I thought that was incredible, but you know what? You had to wait on the Lord in that process, and you could have been discouraged. You could have let things get to you, and sometimes that can be a battle, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to bring this up, because when I was doing this study, he reminded me of a pregnant woman, okay? You want to have a kid, and you're so excited, and when you get pregnant, and like I had three children, so here comes the pregnancy, and my pregnancies were tough.
Okay.
I had really hard pregnancy.
Mine were too, man. My hand was so sore. And by the time we delivered all four of those kids, my hand was almost crushed.
Yeah, when those kids popped out.
Yeah, from Lisa squeezing it.
But as we've been talking about waiting upon the Lord.
Right.
You know, when I got pregnant, I waited expectantly for that baby to be born.
Sure.
But I knew there was a time that I had to go through. There were challenges I have to go through. I knew the baby was coming, but I didn't know the day that the baby was coming.
Yeah.
I had no say-so on it. I didn't have a say-so on if it was going to be female
please
or
today,
male.
Lord, please.
Well, at the end, it was like
yeah, that's how Lisa was at
you
the
know,
end.
You just want it done.
Right.
But again, it's waiting, knowing, and patiently going through the process that we had to go through.
Right.
Until that baby was born.
Wow.
After that baby was born, and the first one, I started Friday and I had him Sunday. It was hard labor. When that baby was born, the joy and the happiness, you forget everything.
Oh, yeah.
So as we win, whatever the Lord is working, it might be a process. It might be challenges going through it. He might be, you know, we might be learning things and but he's taking us to where we need to be, and when it comes, we will celebrate.
That's so good. I'm going to spin off that for a second. I'm going to say, what is God birthing in your life today?
Yes.
Everybody that's listening out there, you know, what do you do while you're waiting for God to answer what that thing is that you're believing for in your
yes.
life that you want? And you want to see it. You want to see it happen. It could be you're looking for your significant other. You know how many
yes.
people I've known that have just had to patiently wait, you know, years beyond what other people are having to wait when they find their wives or husbands and they get married and they start families. And there you are. You're like, why don't I have my family yet? You know, and you're just looking for things, that job, that career, all that stuff. You know, what do we do while we're waiting for God's answer in those moments? And we talked about a couple of them yesterday. We said, first, we need to pray and call upon the Lord. And we shared some scriptures on that. What's the next one that we talked about? You know, we need to
trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Sure. We have to trust that he is looking for us and that he wants the best for us.
Right. And then we also said that we need to seek the word of God on the matter. That's always fun, right? Mm-hmm. Seeking the word. And we even shared that you can Google scriptures on things and stuff like that.
And then be intentional to spend quiet time with the Lord.
Wow. That is so powerful.
It doesn't
happen. It's such a good thing.
We need to make the time.
Absolutely. And then the last one we covered yesterday was we need to be patient and expect for a good outcome.
Yes.
And we've got to believe that God is good and that he's working things for our good in our lives. So
let's go to Romans 8:28.
There you go.
This is the New Living Translation.
Right.
And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them.
So you guys, if you're out there and you're battling something, you're waiting on the Lord, you want, where's that answer? You know, you can go here to Romans and know that God is always working on your behalf, that everything will come together in its perfect time. And, you know, I think once again, we talked about this yesterday, the biggest issue with that is getting to a place of being patient and allowing God to get us through the process. You know, if we're bringing something into being in our lives, it's like a birthing process, and we've got to carry that.
We were talking about the attitude that we need to have while we're patient, and that means we need to be content now.
Right.
So, circumstances should not determine your attitude.
Absolutely.
Knowing who you are in Christ and all that he has done for you determines your attitude.
Sure.
So we need to be thankful for everything that he's done for us and what he's going to be doing for us.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Because he's always, always doing stuff for us, you know, even when we don't see it.
I tell people all the time, you know, in counseling, at church, you know, do you really believe that God is with you and that his favor is on your life? You know, look at this scripture in Philippians 4:11. It's the Amplified version. It says, "Not that I speak from any personal need, for I have learned to be content and self-sufficient through Christ, satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or uneasy, regardless of my circumstances."
Amen.
You see, we just did a message, you know, on overcoming obstacles on the program last
that was awesome.
Friday, and it's like, circumstances are going to happen in your life.
Yes, they
are. You
know,
you can experience obstacles and hard times, and things are coming. God said there's no promise that things are going to work perfect for you, but you can know this, that, you know, God is in the midst of that, walking with you through that situation and through those issues, and he's going to work it all together for your good, just like it says.
The next step is concentrate on today. Don't worry about tomorrow. We have, okay, so Matthew 6:31-34.
This is really good.
So don't worry about these things, saying, what should I eat? What should I drink? What should I wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today.
Right. See, I love that. And I want to key in on verse 33 with that. It says, seek the kingdom of God above all else. You know, so many times we're in these situations, Martita, in our life, and, you know, we don't know what to do. We're waiting for God to answer. We've got a situation. Well, you know what? Seek heaven. Seek first the kingdom of God. And that's really what we've said, you know, pray and call on the name of the Lord. That's seeking first the kingdom of God. You know, trust the Lord with all of your heart. That's seeking first the kingdom of God. Then you got to get into the word on the matter. That's seeking first the kingdom of God. You know, everything that we're telling you, be intentional and be quiet with the Lord. That's seeking first the kingdom of God. Do you see it? Be patient. Expect a good outcome. So I'm going to seek first your kingdom. You know, I love the idea that God is saying, just seek me.
Yes.
What are you battling out there? Just begin to seek the Lord. Just begin to trust him.
You know, when you're in the presence of the Lord, there's no depression. There's no sadness.
It can't exist in His presence.
When you sit and you say, Lord, flow through me, His love, His patience, His kindness, fear disappears. Everything disappears because there's none of that is in the Lord. And that way you receive it and you can flow on it. And it circumstances have not changed, but you change.
Yeah.
That's the big difference. I can walk in peace. So that's the next one. Choose peace. Okay?
You have to choose it. It doesn't just happen. You can't just, you know, peace just doesn't overtake you. You have to choose to walk in it. That's so good.
So if you look at these things, we're seeking the Lord, but we have to make a choice to do these things, to concentrate on today, to choose the peace, to choose to seek God first, to have a grateful heart. Okay, so in Philippians 4, 6 to 8, I love this one.
It's
I love
so good.
All of it.
Yeah, it's the Word of God.
Yes, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Look.
Powerful.
You have to do something. You have to choose to do these things.
Yeah.
You have to renew your mind with the Word of God. And it says what you need to concentrate on. What are we watching? News at 11 o'clock at night before we go to bed?
Yeah, for sure.
And then we can't sleep because we're totally depressed or in fear?
Right. Well, I don't know why I have anxiety problem, but I watch the news 24/7.
Or am I watching something, you know, the paranormal stuff? Or,
oh, that's true.
Or
you know?
Killing, you know, every show that is
I don't know why
killing.
I'm afraid to close my eyes. You know, yes. I just watched Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, so we are opening the door to depression, fear, anxiety. We're watching all this stuff. But if we watch something different, it will totally, I mean, the other night I decided to watch a little movie, and it was a faith movie.
Sure.
I was crying. I'm like, thank you, Jesus, you know? And I went to bed in total peace.
Right.
And I was like, man, that was
awesome.
That
was so much better. Than the horror movie. No.
Yeah. I can't watch horror movies.
I can't either. I don't waste my time.
The demonic activity around
it's ridiculous.
It is awful.
It is. It is. So I'm looking at this scripture in verse 7 in Philippians 4, 6 through 8. It says, and the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. You know, if you want to have the peace of God, you got to do the things that we're talking about today. And in doing that, it will guard your heart. You know, when you have peace and it's guarding your heart and minds, when you lose your peace, then you know that, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. And I need to bring peace back. So I need to backtrack away from that. And that's one way that God uses to guard your hearts and to guard your thought life and your minds is that you will lose the peace of God. And once you find it and you have it, you know what? You can walk through anything and you can know that God's with you. And, you know, when you're waiting for God's answer, you can have peace. And you know what? A lot of times we lose our peace waiting for God's answer because we're being impatient or because, you know, we're letting the world tell us a lie or we're believing that it's never going to work or, you know, we no trust, you know, all those things detract from and take your peace away. So you can know, listen to me. Out there, those of you who are listening, you can know by your peace whether you're really in the Lord in a situation in your life, because the minute you lose your peace, you are not guarding your hearts and minds anymore.
And what a way to witness to people. That is so cool because I've been really what we're talking about here, I've been really concentrating on in the last month or so.
Right.
Okay. And really putting it into action.
Sure.
And I had yesterday somebody come to me and says, I want the peace that you carry.
Sure.
We were going through the same situation. She was scared. She was in anxiety. And she looked at me. She goes, how can I get that peace? And I was able to share the Lord with her. Because it's not me. I'm walking in Christ.
Yes.
and Christ is the peace. And it was so cool because here I am. I was trying to witness to this person for a while. And she was the one that came to me and said, I want to hear about it. So yeah. You see, we don't have to push it down people's throats.
No.
It's our actions. They want what we have.
Absolutely. You know?
And that's when that surpassed.
And that's what witnessing really should look like.
Because she says, you shouldn't be in peace, but yet you're walking in peace.
Yeah.
And it's because of the Lord. But I had to intentionally do all these things so that the Lord can flow through me. Because if I walk in the flesh, in Martita's flesh, I would have not been in that peace.
Right.
I would probably take somebody's head off.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But it was amazing. And I knew I was walking in his presence.
Right.
And I was so grateful.
That is, man. That's powerful. You know?
Next one is so
important. This is so good. You ready?
Yes.
So what do you, listen to this, what do you do when you're waiting for God's answer? And the next one that we're going to say is probably one of the biggest ones that we could do at any moment in our lives, and that is worship.
Yes.
You know what? We just worship the Lord. Yes. It just shows that we are fully in support of you, God. We believe that you've got us and that nothing is going to hinder us. You know, we glorify the Lord through worship.
It opens the door to heaven.
Come on.
When you're in worship, people get healed without even having to pray or lay hands on them.
Because I've seen it.
The glory of the Lord, it opens the heavens, and his glory falls in here.
Yeah,
and
miracles break out.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
Yes, miracles and breakthrough.
Yes.
You know, you have somebody that is depressed, and all of a sudden worship starts, and the crying of depression turns to the joy of the cry. You know, you cry because of joy. You see somebody smiling. You physically can feel it and see it.
Yeah.
The breakthrough in people.
So what do you say to somebody out there that is listening right now and they're like, I don't know how to worship. You know, I don't, what do you mean? Okay, worship, you glorify God. It brings joy. It brings peace. You know, it's what we do is we should live a life of worship and God will touch us, you know, but how do we do that? You know, there's so many different ways to worship.
Definitely.
There really are. But, you know, we think, oh, we go to a music, you know, service and we sing.
I'm going to give you a little testimony.
That's one form of worship.
I heard a pastor say that he was having a hard time and he decided to worship the Lord. He went to his office and he just started saying, Lord, I praise you.
Yeah.
And he was really depressed at that moment, but he decided to change it to I praise you.
Flip the script.
So he started saying that and his attitude and everything changed. Well, one day I was going through that and I decided that the Lord brought that to me and I went out and I'm taking a walk and honestly, I didn't feel like praising the Lord at that moment. I wanted to just go, you know,
felt like complaining.
Yes, I was just mad.
A little pity party.
I said, okay, Lord, I'm gonna do this. So I started to say, Lord, I praise you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. And I'm walking back and forth. It was just 5 minutes later that I am praying in the Spirit. I'm worshiping the Lord, just praising his name. All my anger disappeared. I was able
to just melt it off you.
It melted. It wasn't forced. It just melted off. I was able to instantly forgive that person because I was in the presence of the Lord.
Right.
And I said, you know what, Lord, I forgive this person. Please forgive me. That's worship. It translates you. Okay? It changes you. So that's worship. If not, put the radio on. Put worship music on.
Sure.
It will help you. You don't have to have the words down. Just sit there.
Absolutely.
And praise and worship.
That's so good. So, so good. You know, look at, you know, sometimes we get into situations in our life. Let's look at, you know, Paul, Silas, Timothy, Acts 16. You know, Paul's on his second missionary journey. And, you know, he wanted Timothy to join him and Silas. They went to town and they're instructing the churches. And the Holy Spirit doesn't let them go to some certain areas, and he doesn't let them go into Mysia, Bithynia, you know, but while they were in Troas, Paul had a dream of a man calling from Macedonia. He was calling for them to go and to help them and to be a part of them. And you know what? They had dreams. They had direction, and they shared the gospel in that situation. But you know what? It was all found in that heart of worship. You know, we were saying worship can be just music. It can be getting into your eyes. But for me, I think that the biggest form of worship and what we see here in this story with them is obedience.
Yes.
And you know, obedience is worship.
But let's go here. They obeyed, and at one point, we don't have the time to go into it, but they end up in jail.
Right.
So they get whipped, 39 lashes. They get their hands and their feet are tied up. They're all beaten. They're thrown in the dungeon all the way in the bottom. And what do they do at midnight? They start to sing songs to the Lord.
Right.
Silas and Paul start singing to the Lord.
Yes.
No matter, I mean, can you imagine? They're bloody. They're in excruciating pain. And they choose to worship the Lord. Earthquake comes in. The doors are open. The chains fall off. The guard is going to commit suicide because he says, oh no, they escaped.
Right.
Instead, the guard comes over. He becomes safe because he's like, I want what you got. Salvation comes in, transformation, and all of it out of worship.
That's great. And everything happened in that moment.
Yes.
Because they were trusting the Lord. You know,
they
could have had a pity party. They could have just laid there beaten and says, oh man, look what happened to us now. No, they're like, man, let's worship the Lord. Look, we've been persecuted because of Jesus.
And a miracle breakthrough.
And miracle breakthrough starts happening. You know what? Your miracle breakthrough is just one worship session away. You need to take the time. You need to get out there with God, and you need to do some of the things that we've been talking about.
Choose to do it, even if you don't feel like doing it.
Yes, you need to have that quiet time with God. You need to trust Him, and you need to worship. You need to get in there with God and just say, you know what, Lord, I am believing for incredible things to begin to happen
in
my
life. And until it happens, you will be completely transformed.
Yes.
So you will be so much better at the end. You will have so much more to celebrate because going through this will transform you.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
It is amazing, you know, and we're just so grateful that God is patient with us.
Yes.
You know, because we're trying to work through these things and we're trying to become who God's called us to be in our lives. And, you know, we don't always get it right. So let yourself off the hook, but grab some of these things and apply them to your life, and you will begin to see God move more and more. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, we're back. So we just want to say thanks so much for joining us here today on the program. We have been going through 2 days of what to do while you're waiting for God's answer, while you're waiting for God to move in your life, in your situations. And, you know, we've hit everything from praying and calling on the Lord, trusting in Him, and, you know, seeking the Word, being intentional, being patient. All of these things are things we need to do. Learn to be content. Learn to concentrate on today and not worry about tomorrow. And, you know, we hit one of the biggest ones, and that's where we were at just here at the last part of the program, was we need to have a life of worship.
Yes.
You know, Martita, a life of worship puts us in the right place, in the right perspective for God to move in our life. It says we trust you.
A life of worship is waking up in the morning and saying, good morning, Lord. I praise you. I thank you for another day. Good morning, and talk to him during the day. And the actions, it's not just saying, it's what we do, how we live our lives. It's a worship to him.
Yes.
If we follow what he says for us to do, if we obey him, like we were talking about, obedience is a type of worship.
It's so good.
Learning what we learn here, you know, we can hear it and go, oh, that was good, and put it to the side and never do anything about it. But when you do something about it, you're worshiping the Lord.
So guys, we want you to know that worship is just glorifying God, that it opens the door. Miracles will begin to happen. Healing and breakthrough is one worship session away. And we are believing for, joy and peace to come even in the midst of waiting. You know,
yes.
None of us like to wait. None of us want to wait. But you know what? God is in the waiting. And that's what we've got to know and understand. Right, Martita?
Yes. And know that whatever happens at the end is going to be a blessing.
Yeah, for sure. So guys, we want you to know we love you. We care about you. And if you need us, we're right here at Lighthouse Christian Church. You can reach us at 321-452-1012. And if you need prayer, you need anything like that, we're always available. Give us a call here at the church. So God bless you guys. Keep pressing in. Even when it seems like there's nothing going on, God is moving. We'll see you soon.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.